Vamos chapter 11, Mishnah 1. Noisen al ha'anusa v'ala mufata. So one may wed, he says, a violated woman, and with the kashya brings the relatives. So if one violates a woman, he rapes her, in other words, or he seduces her, so he's allowed to marry her relatives. Right? He's allowed to marry. Normally, if you marry a woman, so there's a whole list of relatives we saw right in the beginning, the 50, well, there's actually 20, 21, but the 15. That affects the co-ops. But so if someone rapes or violates a woman, so he's still allowed to marry her relatives afterwards. That's another thing. But all he's done over here is he's raped her or seduced her. So in that case, is he's still allowed to, he hasn't married her, is what I'm saying. He hasn't got to that step yet. So in this case, he's allowed to marry relatives. But he says if he violates or seduces a married woman, chayev. So he's fully chayev for stoning or lashes or whatever other court imposed burning he brings over here, depending on the category. So he's liable for all of those things. Now, in other words, even though she wasn't a willing participant, let's say he raped her and she was a married woman. So she has no liability, or he seduced her. She has no liability. He has full liability, right? He would get the death penalty there. If a person's father rapes or seduces a woman, then the son can still marry that woman. It doesn't forbid the son from marrying the woman. And so too in the reverse. If the son rapes or seduces the woman, then the father can still marry the woman. And the Mishnah finishes off, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And he says, no, you can't marry. If the father rapes or seduces a woman, the son can't marry that woman. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like the Tanakhama.